Well, and you've emulated Ken Livingstone in ousting the leader of a successful campaign. You've ousted Nathan Gill, your predecessor, as leader of UKIP. I mean, he led UKIP to its most successful result in Wales. Wasn't that rather ungrateful of you? He got you elected.
No, that's not the case. I have not ousted Nathan Gill. Nathan remains the leader of UKIP in Wales. We had to form a group in the Assembly. We've never had members here before.
Which he expected to lead.
Well, he may have expected to lead, but, you know, blessed are those who expect nothing, for they shall not be disappointed. But we elected seven members. Under the rules of the Assembly, we had to elect a group leader, and they elected me.
Well, Nigel Farage has described this as unjust and an act of deep ingratitude.
Well, he may have done, and I'm sure we'll give the appropriate amount of weight to the MEP for the South East of England. Wales is very grateful to him. But
he's the leader of UKIP nationally. Should you not show him a little bit more respect?
No, but I mean, this isn't North Korea. You know, it's not Kim Jong-nige. UKIP is a democracy. I was selected by UKIP members throughout Wales in a ballot to have the position that I got in Mid and West Wales, and the electors in West Wales.
Just compared him to the leader of North Korea?
No, I haven't compared it to him. I said UKIP is not like the North Korean Workers' Party.
Implicating that you think he thinks it is.
We are. It's all a question of perception, then, isn't it? But you know, Nigel Farage did not dictate the leader of the UKIP AMs in the Assembly. He is able to appoint the leader of UKIP in Wales, and indeed Nathan Gill is appointed, not elected by the party members. So this is a democratic election that I have won, and that gives me my legitimacy.
And you're going to be a complete thorn in Nigel Farage's side, aren't you? Because you want him out as leader of UKIP.
No, I'm not going to be a thorn in his side. I have been for quite a long time, in his view. I don't know why he has formed this view. He's never been able to explain it to me. But there you go. I think that has to be a problem for him rather than for me. I'm not plotting to oust Nigel Farage.
Well, you will be after June the 23rd, though, won't you?
No, I have no present plans to do so, as the Prime Minister says.
Well, we all know what that means, don't we? Because that's what Michael Heseltine used to say. You knew that when you said it.
But no, I am perfectly happy to be an Assembly member in Wales, and as the leader of UKIP Assembly members, I said that UKIP would stir things up and make a difference, and that is indeed what we've done. Within 24 hours of being here, we have nearly brought down the government, so I think that's a result.
And if Nigel Farage, for whatever reason, was no longer leader of UKIP, is that a position you'd consider putting yourself forward for?
Oh, no, I'm far too old for that. Christine would never allow it. So it's
Why don't I believe you?
Well, you know what Christine's views are.
I think I've got a good guess as to what yours are.
She thought I was mad to embark upon this enterprise.
She probably still does.
Well, up to a point she does, she now sees the merit of it. So, but no, I've no designs on Nigel's job at all, in any circumstances.
Neil, thank you very much indeed. That's Neil Hamilton, the leader of UKIP in the Welsh Assembly. Kim Jong-nige. Do you know, I think that might catch on somehow.